Satellite images used to be restricted to the U.S. government and a few other nations, but now this imagery, which shows the entire landmass of the Earth every day, is available to more or less everyone. As NPR's Greg Myrie reports, this has created a new world of possibilities for groups that range from environmentalists to researchers who monitor nuclear programs.
In March last year, the U.S. military was bombing the last holdout of Islamic State fighters in eastern Syria. It wasn't clear how many civilians were still in the besieged desert town of Baghouz. So, Human Rights Watch made an urgent request to a private satellite company called Planet. It wanted Planet's regular daily satellite photos as well as video of the town.
That live video actually was instrumental in convincing us that indeed there were thousands of civilians trapped in this pocket.
Josh Lyons is with Human Rights Watch. He says the video evidence helped lead to a pause in the bombing so civilians could flee. This kind of work is embedded in Lyons' unusual job title, Director of Geospatial Analysis. He receives images supplied by Planet. It's doing something unprecedented. Every day, its satellites photograph the entire landmass of the Earth. More than 1 million images every 24 hours. Everywhere from your house to the peak of Mount Everest. Rich Leshner runs Planet's Washington office. He explains how the company's 150 satellites work.
If you could visualize a string of pearls going around the poles, looking down and capturing imagery of the Earth underneath it every single day.
On its website, Planet's photo gallery provides a bird's-eye view of the state of the world. Idle cruise ships clustered off the coast of the Bahamas, deserted streets around normally bustling sites like the Colosseum in Rome, smoke rising from the fires set by farmers clearing land in the Amazon rainforest. Planet has clients you'd expect, like the U.S. military and big corporations, and some you wouldn't.
I am often surprised.
Like local governments, monitoring marijuana production in their communities. Around 15 years ago, Melissa Hannum, fresh out of graduate school, knew what she wanted to do, monitor clandestine nuclear programs. The question was how.
I wanted to know what was happening in North Korea. I couldn't go there. It's not the kind of place that would let some strange lady walk around and learn things.
Lucky for her, Google Earth's satellite imagery was just coming online.
I didn't really know what I was doing yet. It's like, well, here's the town. Here's a road. Where would I launch a missile from? It's probably somewhere flat. Sure enough, I found the place. That was like a really critical moment because it meant that me, Melissa Hannum, regular lady, could figure out where North Korea launched missiles.
Hannum is now at the Open Nuclear Network in Vienna. She's still tracking nuclear programs with open source satellite images, which keep getting more sophisticated.
I think about the pattern of life at that place. Is there, you know, a helipad? Is there a helicopter that's arriving on the helipad? Because important people don't necessarily travel by bus, you know, like everyone else.
The satellites have also turned their eyes to the fragile coral reefs. In Seattle, Bill Hilf is the CEO of Vulcan. The company was started by Paul Allen, the co-founder of Microsoft. He died in 2018.
One of the challenges that Paul Allen gave us a few years ago was go and map all of the world's coral reefs.
At that point, the process was often low-tech.
We have coral scientists that work at Vulcan who tell me stories about being underwater with an underwater clipboard to write down the dimensions of a reef. That doesn't scale. And so to really do it effectively, we needed the ability to use satellite data.
The project, called the Allen Coral Atlas, partners with governments, universities, and local communities. From Australia to Madagascar, it assesses tropical, shallow-water reefs. Reefs are in trouble worldwide, but the aim is to better protect them by doing things like rerouting shipping lanes and working with coastal villages to prevent overfishing.
Our goal is by summer of 2021 to have 100% of coral reefs mapped.
From tropical coral reefs to the desert battlefields of Syria, these eyes in the sky are changing the way we see the world. Greg Myrie, NPR News.